Part 20. Abide in my love. Jesus said, "Even as the Father hath loved me, also have I loved you. Abide in my love." John 15, verse 9. Abide in my love. We speak of a man's home as his abode. Our abode, the home of our soul, is to be the love of Christ. We are to live our life there, to be at home there all day. This is what Christ means our life to be, and really can make it. Our continuous abiding in the vine is to be an abiding in his love. You have probably heard or read of what is called the higher or deeper life, or the richer, the fuller life of the life abundant. And you possibly know that some have told you of a wonderful change by which their lives of continual failure and stumbling have been changed into a very blessed experience of being kept and strengthened and made exceedingly glad. If you ask them how it is that this great blessing came to them, many would tell you that it was simply this, that they were led to believe that this abiding in Christ's love was meant to be a reality, and that they were willing to give up everything for it, and then enabled to trust Christ to make it true to them. The love of the Father to the Son is not a sentiment. It is a divine life, an infinite energy, an irresistible power. It carried Christ through life and death and the grave. The Father loved him and dwelt in him and did all for him. So the love of Christ to us too is an infinite living power that will work in us all, and he delights to give it to us. The feebleness of our Christian life is that we do not take time to believe that this divine love really delights in us and will possess and work all in us. We do not take time to look at the vine bearing the branch so entirely, working all in it so completely. We strive to do for ourselves what Christ alone can, what Christ, oh, so lovingly longs to do for us. And this now is the secret of the change we spoke of and the beginning of a new life, when the soul sees this infinite love willing to do all and give itself up to it. Abide ye in my love, Jesus said. To believe that it is possible so to live moment by moment, to believe that everything that makes it difficult or impossible will be overcome by Christ himself, to believe that love really means an infinite longing to give itself wholly to us and never to leave us, and in this faith to cast ourselves on Christ to work in us, this is the secret of the true Christian life. And how to come to this faith? Turn away from the visible if you would see and possess the invisible. Take more time with Jesus, gazing on him as the heavenly vine, living in the love of the Father, wanting you to live in his love. Turn away from yourself and your efforts and your faith, if you would have the heart filled with him and the certainty of his life. Abiding means going out from everything else to occupy one place and to stay there. Come away from all else and set your heart on Jesus and his love. That love will waken your faith and will strengthen it. Occupy yourself with that love. Worship him. Wait for it. You may be sure it will reach out to you. and by its power take you up into itself as your abode and your home. Abide in my love. Oh, Lord Jesus, I see it. It was your abiding in the Father's love that made you the true vine, and your divine fullness of love and blessing for us. Oh, that I may even so, as a branch, abide in thy love for its fullness to fill me and overflow on all around. Oh, Father, that I may truly abide in Christ.